As the Prague Conservatory, the city's music and acting school, is currently celebrating its bicentenary, Jan Wellinger looks back at two centuries of excellence.
The Prague Conservatory, teaching music and acting, is one of the oldest and most remarkable secondary schools of its type in Central Europe. Dating back roughly 200 years, the school has currently begun celebrating the upcoming anniversary of its founding with a series of exhibitions, publications, and events to take place over the next 24 months or so. This week at one exhibition, I caught up with musical historian Dr. Markéta Halová, who told me more about how the famous conservatory was founded.
The school was founded in 1811, but the proclamation of nobles in Bohemia from families like Nostitz, Vrba, Stenberg, and so on, this proclamation was written during Napoleon Wars. And in that time, in Bohemia, was music on very bad level. Especially, there were no schools and no performers. And nobles were used to have orchestras during Baroque time and Classical time in various castles. And it stopped. In Bohemia were no young people educated in music, so the conservatory started to be a special school for very poor children, talented but poor children. They were protected by these noble families. Nearly all were from very, very poor society level. And they asked, we have this letter still today in our archive, for supporting by various foundations. They gave money in Prague Conservatory.
How long did it take before the school became established?
It was not so big school as today. Today, the Prague Conservatory has 533 students. On the beginning, they were only a little. It was a little group of students, and it was special that the professors of various instruments, of course, of instruments of orchestra, performed at home. It was not the building in the beginning of in the year 1811, but of course later it was better.
Was there, say, for example, any famous performance related to those early years that we know about today?
Of course, it needs time, but the orchestra was very successful from the beginning. So, for example, Karl Maria von Weber made critics in the first years with big enthusiasm. Later came also Franz Liszt to Prague and played and conducted also this orchestra, so as Hector Berlioz, Clara Schumanová played piano with this orchestra, and this correspondence exists still in archive of Prague Conservatory.
Antonín Dvořák taught composition at the school before becoming its director. What kind of impact did he have on what kind of school it was?
He was very active abroad as conductor, and 1890 was established this department for composers. Dvořák was asked to teach on this beginning of this department for composers at Prague Conservatory. But Dvořák was not sure if he is a good person for teaching, and he rejected. And later he started to teach there. It was only one half of year later. Dvořák was the first who received such a big talents as Josef Suk, Vítězslav Novák, Julius Fučík, the military band's composer, or very special Oscar Nedbal, who later is more successful as composer of operettas. So he received during years 64 students, but of course we know only this most talented.
There were new disciplines or new departments added after 1918. I'm interested in an example in the drama department. How did the school focus on drama, in particular because it was also a time when cinema was only just beginning and some of the students who attended here went on to become cinema actors?
That's true. The department for actors were founded in 1919. First, of course, were the actors. They were prepared for the theater. They were many in that time, also in film, in movies, but they are not so known name today for young generation. For example, it was Boháč or Mr. Svatopluk Beneš was famous also as lover in movies. Also, Madame Jiřina Štěpničková started to study Prague Conservatory and her son is today very famous actor in TV, in film, also in National Theatre, so Jiří Štěpnička. And many others, for example, today well-known actors in TV, for example, Zlata Adamovská studied Prague Conservatory, or Marek Eben, son of the composer Petr Eben, or Sasha Rašilo, for example, the younger one, because older, his grandfather was famous when starred the film in Bohemia, and in that time also in silent movies he played this grandfather, and Sasha Rašilov is today actor in the National Theater and also in TV and films.
My wife has a soft spot for Sasha Rašilov.
That's nice. But what is important also for us is that the ballet department dance, which was since 40s till 81 in Prague Conservatory, has very important performers, dancers. For example, the mime Ladislav Fialka. So he studied here in Prague Conservatory. So as Pavel Šmok, very known international choreographer and dancer. And Jiří Kilián from Netherlands Dance Theatre, for example, he studied here also. Or Vlastimil Harapes, he's also dancer, choreographer and actor. And for example, his pupil, Noriodom Sihamoni, is today king of Cambodia.
That's brilliant. As you mentioned, there are many, many different names have passed through this school. Is it a rigorous study here, a rigorous 6 years that students today have to go through?
Yes, it is so. It is today 6 years till abitur, and after that 2 years, which are speciality for these students. So they can start at 15, and they make abitur when they are 18 or 19, and 2 years later, they can study only the instrument, but many can continue at the Academy of Art, dramatic artists, for example, at DAMU, it is for theater, and musicians at AMU, so it is 4 or 6 years.